Praise God, church. Good morning to you and Shabbat Shalom to you. A happy Sabbath. May God bless you. Let me encourage you from this beautiful scripture of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 24. It says, a man that hath friends must show himself friendly, and there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Another translation says, which is on the post, friends come and friends go, but a true friend sticks by you like family. My dear brothers and sisters, a true friend loves and accepts us just as we are, stays close to us in good or in bad, and is always ready to help in time of need. Because I was listening to this beautiful song, and we always sing that, and ever since we are growing up in Christendom, we have heard this beautiful hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus. But there's a beautiful story behind this hymn, which I want to narrate it to you so that you will relate with this song very well, right? Joseph Scriven had wealth, education, a devoted family, and a pleasant life in his native Ireland. Then unexpected tragedy entered. On the night before Scriven's scheduled wedding, his fiancée drowned. In his deep sorrow, Joseph realized that he could find the solace and support he needed only in his dearest friend, Jesus. Soon after this tragedy, Scriven dramatically changed his lifestyle. He left Ireland for Port Hope in Canada, determined to devote all of his extra time in being a friend and helper to others. He often gave away his clothing and possessions to those in need, and he worked without pay for anyone who needed him. Scriven became known as the Good Samaritan of Port Hope. When Scriven's mother became ill in Ireland, he wrote a comforting letter to her, enclosing the words of his newly written poem with a prayer that these brief lines would remind her of a never-failing heavenly friend. Sometime later, when Joseph Scriven himself was ill, a friend who came to call on him happened to see a copy of these words scribbled on scratch paper near his bed. The friend read the lines with interest and asked, "Who wrote those beautiful words?" He said, "The Lord and I did it between us." And therefore that beautiful song, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, came to be, and for ages we had been singing this, so beautiful, such a beautiful hymn. So, like Joseph Scriven, my dear brothers and sisters, we too can find relief from our burdens when we turn to our Lord as a friend. Amen. He's our friend. He's our big brother. Jesus is our big brother. He's our friend. And he will take care of us. He will come and fight for us. He will deliver us. He will solace us, comfort us in our difficult times, and bless us. So be encouraged and be blessed this Sabbath in the name of Jesus. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we are so grateful to you for this beautiful hymn, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and the life of Joseph Scriven, who wrote this through his tragedy, through his difficult time. He could still put his hope in you, and he could still depend on Jesus. Yes, friends come and friends go, but a true friend sticks by you like a family. Lord, I pray that Father, give us great friends, even on this earthly realm. And we know that you are our greatest friend, O God. We know, Lord Jesus, that you are always beside us. In our valley experiences, you are with us. In our mountaintop experiences, you are with us. You never fail. You never forsake. You are always with us. You are always leading us. You're always guiding us. You are blessing us. Lord, you uphold us with your right righteous hand, and we thank you for your goodness and your mercy every day upon our lives, O God, that follows us. Abba, Father, we thank you, Lord, today that you loved us so dearly that you sent your Son Jesus to die for us on the cross of Calvary. And I, Father, thank you. Lord, we thank you. We bless your name. Lord God Almighty, this morning I lift up your flock into your hands. Give them good friends today. Give them, O Lord, a hand of friendship to them even today when they are in need, when they are in want, when they are in desire. I ask for your grace and your glory to abound upon them as they have stepped out to their jobs and to their businesses, running the errands for the day. I ask for your grace to abound upon them. Bless them. O Father, enlarge their territory, increase their borders, take away every pain from their midst. And I pray that you will come through for them, comfort them. Those who are in the crossroads of life, O Lord, guide them. And Father, show them the way forward and let Jesus be alone glorified. Lord, for us, those who are maybe sick in our midst, O Father, any of our brothers and sisters, Lord, I send forth your word of healing upon their bodies, that from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet, the healing virtue of Jesus will flow, and they will be healed and made well by the power of God's Holy Spirit in the mighty name of Jesus. We love you, we bless you, we appreciate you, we honor you, we adore you, we exalt you, and we give you the praise, we give you the glory, honor, dominion, O Father, and power and authority, because it all belongs to you. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen. Amen. God bless you, people of God. Have a wonderful day ahead of you. Bye for now.